This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. 46th U.S. President Joe Biden is summoning American resilience and unity to confront a historic confluence of crises. He uses an inaugural address to urge people to come together to heal a nation left deeply divided by a tumultuous 4 years and fighting a fierce coronavirus pandemic. Biden declared that democracy has prevailed as he took the oath at a U.S. Capitol that had been battered by an insurrectionist siege just 2 weeks earlier. President Joe Biden is moving swiftly to dismantle Donald Trump's legacy on his first day in office, signing a series of executive actions that reverse course on immigration, climate change, racial equity, and the handling of the coronavirus pandemic. The new president signed the orders just hours after taking the oath of office, pivoting quickly from his pared-down inauguration ceremony to enacting his agenda. He ordered a halt to the construction of Trump's U.S.-Mexico border wall, ended the ban on travel from some Muslim-majority countries, declared his intent to rejoice the Paris Climate Accord and rejoin, I should say, and the World Health Organization, and revoke the approval of the Keystone XL oil pipeline. That's according to aides. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says that the Biden administration is working to eliminate racism and unfair treatment to immigrants.
He also launched a whole-of-government effort to advance racial equity and root out systemic racism from federal programs and institutions. He directed the Secretary of Homeland Security, in consultation with the Attorney General, to take all appropriate actions to preserve and fortify DACA, which provides temporary relief from deportation to Dreamers, young people who were brought to this country as children.
And 15 executive actions and 2 directives amount to an attempt to rewind last 4 years of federal policies with striking speed. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was driven to his Mar-a-Lago club in Palm Beach, Florida, time to get behind the wall of the resort before his term as president expired at noon on Wednesday. Mr. Trump now must decide how to stay involved in politics as he said he would. He has talked of using a super PAC for supporting candidates who try to oust Republicans who he believes have crossed him politically. The evenly divided Senate, now under control of the Democrats because of Vice President Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote, confirms President Joe Biden's first cabinet members, AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Hours after President Biden took the oath of office, the Senate confirmed his first cabinet member.
On this vote, the yeas are 84, the nays are 10. The nomination is confirmed.
Former Deputy CIA Director Avril Haines is the President's Director of National Intelligence, overseeing her former agency as well as the rest of the nation's intelligence community. Her nomination had been temporarily blocked by Oklahoma Republican Tom Cotton. Missouri Republican Josh Hawley is holding up Homeland Security nominee Alejandro Mayorkas' nomination over Biden's immigration plans. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Scientists with Rockefeller University are reporting troubling signs that some recent mutations of the coronavirus could impact the effectiveness of 2 vaccines, but the shots are still working. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with details.
Researchers are expressing concerns about early findings that blood samples of those who have been vaccinated tested with the new virus variants show the antibodies didn't work quite as well as the non-variant samples. So far, Pfizer and Moderna's vaccines were about 95% effective. But for the variant strains, the response has been found to be between 1- and 3-fold less. One immunology expert says they don't want people thinking the current vaccine's already outdated, which isn't the case. He says there is still a good level of protection, but the mutations reduce how well the immune response will be able to recognize the virus. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A powerful gas exploded through a residential building in central Madrid, killing at least 4 people and ripping the facade off the structure. A tower of smoke rose from the building where repairs were being done to a gas boiler Wednesday. Aerial footage shared by Spain's national police showed rubble covering a nearby schoolyard. Madrid's mayor said no one was seriously injured at the school. The Madrid Emergency Service said in a tweet that at least 11 were injured, 1 seriously. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my Voice of America.
Everybody, welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors again. So stay tuned and make sure you don't touch that dial. Let's make our first stop today, the land of Nigeria, with Usher in Fire on the Mountain. And right after that, Princess July of Kenya in Akwambo. And then to Josie Chameleon of Uganda in Bahati Yangu. But first, Fire on the Mountain with the Nigerian super lady, Usher.
There is fire on the mountain, and nobody seems to be on the run. Oh, there is fire on the mountain top, and no one is running. I wake up in the morning, tell you what I see on my TV screen. I see the blood of an innocent child, and everybody's watching. Now I'm looking out my window, and what do I see?
Fire, fire in Africa, boys. Fire everywhere in this city.
tuandikie wewe ndio uliamua tuwe tunafanya kazi na bidii tunakuomba na unatukubariki hatuelewi fitina ya nini tunakaza sana kupata maisha fitina yako
Yango by Josie Chameleon of Uganda. Before that, Akwambu by Princess July of Kenya. And Fire on the Mountain by Asha of Nigeria. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I am David Vandy here in Washington.
The Voice of America.
Welcome back. The African Beat keeps going now to Senegal, Pape Diouf in Pikine, and right after that, Aye Mama by Wheezy Waza of Sierra Leone, courtesy of Paradise Records in Freetown, and right after that, South Africa's Johnny Clegg in Chongosi. But first, Pikine by Pape Diouf of Senegal.
mama ay yaral nga ma baliyo yen lay bege ma
You gonna mark. Congo. Stand together. Bimba Pambini. How big a machongo si. I had a la machongo si. How big a machongo si. I had a la machongo si.
Today is the reckoning. Today we hold the line.
Chongozi by Johnny Clegg of South Africa. And before that, Aye Mama by Wizzy Waza of Sierra Leone and Pikine by Pape Diouf of Senegal. This is your super show, the show that brings happiness into your homes, smiles on your faces, the African beat from the Voice of America, right here in Washington, D.C. And I am David Vandy, pushing and pulling the records for you.
The African beat. With music of Africa, from the Voice of America, we love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. And now let's take some emails. This one is coming from Oni Kayode Phillips of Akure Ondo State, Nigeria. And he says, it's always a pleasure to send an email to you, the African Vibe Slinging David. African Beat has and will continue to be a delight to listen to as long as VOA has guys like you. I am fortunate to be in your list of diehard listeners. And with that, let's take some music right now. This next song is from Akim of Egypt. It's Anar. And right after that, Big Boss by Chidi Bangs of Tanzania and Yopo by MZ Bell of Ghana. But first, El Nur by Hakim of Egypt.
Tingisha, tingisha, bitch, na kudance. mashabiki. Rap kwa city, yuko kwa pamoja wote ishara ya peace. Chini bei kutokea Mairara kwa wabish daima wa kujitoa kafara gia. Tunakomaa na wanapenda jua yetu kati hatujui ya kwao. Na watenda kimatendo, na ziba mashimo na kava kila kitengo. Baby girl, you look so fine. Na jua utapenda kwenda kukuki na mireo. Tuenzetu, tugacheze mziki. Masali ya kintoni kama yare ya kwenye video. Umetimia upo fusi mfano. Kidaz munda zwe nipe tutano. Gum gum, haina taubaya. Haina longo longo ina shusha tufaya. Ona, nakata pili mili minango mimi mimi ne. Wafanyaga msija mina shinda game.
Big boss, kitty bag. Yeah, don't fall into the tingish, MZ Bell of Ghana, before that, Big Boss by Chidi Benz of Tanzania, and El Nar by Hakim of Egypt. This is the African Beat, and I hope you're having a wonderful time out there. Whatever you're doing, I'll keep bringing out the good African songs to you. And so I'll be right back. Stay close.
Hello, my name is Kenneth Mutoro in Nairobi, Kenya. I am a staunch listener of the African Beat by DJ David Vendi on 107.6 FM, Voice of America.
Welcome back. And now, Bolo Kuala by Belka Tobies of Cameroon. And right after that, Drogba, dedicated to Didier Drogba of the Ivory Coast. This one is done by Christina DJ of Cote d'Ivoire. But first, Bolo Kuala by Belka Tobies of Cameroon.
Voici que tu me laisses tomber comme un chiffon. C'est la vie libre qui t'intéresse, dont Dieu donne vie à un autre. Et reviens à la maison.
60 habitifs de Tama aujourd'hui. Ils ont disparu de la bête, de la bête. Dans ma vie, il n'y a pas de petit éthique. Ah oui, c'est ça.
Christina DJ of Cote d'Ivoire, and before that, Angolo Kuala by Belka Toby of Cameroon. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Van here in Washington, saying bye-bye.